This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
It's bright, it's sunny in our world, and it's time for Wisdom from the Wardrobe, your weekly dose of style, fun, and a bit of edutainment with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. Let me introduce you to everybody. First up, we have the Baron Bouge.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
We have our spin sister, Stacey.
Hey, everybody.
The Countess of Commentary, Beck.
Well, hello.
And I'm Lady P. That's it.
There's no that's it. Like, I don't know how to describe to our listeners, like, every week trying to come up with like an alliteration. It's like they're all too staid for you. Like, I could say posh, I could say polished. Let's go with polished.
I know you said posh last week. I'm like, I'm really not posh.
No, you're not. So
well, you sound posh to us, so hey.
So let's call her polished Lady P. And then, of course, we can't forget about Eric, our ever faithful engineer.
Oh, I like that.
You know,
he puts up with us.
I was just gonna say tolerating.
Ever tolerant, ever eye-rolling. Yes. I don't
exactly.
I like it all. There you go. All right.
Perfect.
Hey, speaking of tolerating things, hey, Beck, what's in the news?
I'm going to ignore that.
No, I'm totally teasing you. Okay,
I have something to admit that I did not know. And perhaps y'all did, and I'm a bad fashion person, but you know the brand The Row?
Yes.
Yeah.
You did not know it was by...
I did not know
you
it
did?
Was Mary-Kate and Ashley.
How
Olsen.
Did you not know
Somehow,
that?
I don't know. I did not know. And I was like, and Elizabeth and James,
yep.
which are named for their siblings.
Yep.
So it was a whole education for me as well, because what's been in the news is they have a bag that's called the Margot. Mm. And the sort of the word is that because of this whole quiet luxury thing, that this is the bag to get. And they're predicting it's going to sort of turn into the next Birkin bag. And I was like, they're the twins from that TV show.
Like, Full House.
How do they get to like the epitome of high fashion and creating the most coveted?
They were brilliant about their brand.
Yeah.
And after way overexposure as young, like, kids and tweens, mm-hmm. they then kind of went quiet and figured out what they wanted to do.
Right,
and
right.
It's been smart. Now, how do you spell Margaux? Is it with the X?
M-A-R-G-A-U-X.
I knew
and, it. And, you know, it's they're calling it classic meets slouchy. So, you know, I don't know, but like a Birkin is a very structured bag. The leather is, or whatever, ostrich or mm-hmm. alligator or whatever it's made of, is a very stiff fabrication. This is a little bit more sort of boho. So I don't know that it'll ever really take over, but I've seen it several times sort of bandied about as sort of the next it bag. So
it's cheaper at only $4,290.
That was going to be my question. Just, how much is it?
Just a bargain right there, Stace. I mean, I mean,
what do you know what else they did during Fashion
Bruce
Week, right?
He was looking for a bag.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm not buying that bag.
Right. Well,
I'm bougie,
know,
but
also,
I'm not that bougie.
What they're speculating is, will these bags hold their value the way Birkins do? Mm. Although I think we talked about Jane Birkin and the way she basically trashed her Birkin bags and
right.
like
mm.
used them like they were a tote, you know, like cram stuff in. They're
That's
all,
what made
like,
it
stretched
iconic
out
and perfect.
I know.
It's
I know.
Usable.
But no one else uses their Birkin bag the way she did. You
right.
know, I mean, it's pristine on everyone else's arms.
Well, she probably because she got it for free and she didn't care.
She didn't care. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
That's what happens when you get free stuff.
The profile of this bag is like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen meets Medicine Woman, Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Oh, I was thinking a bowling bag. Like, to me, it looks a little bit like it's that kind of shape
yeah,
where, like,
which
the
is
old, you know, like in the
70s, bag.
Those. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
which I guess a
bowling
bag.
Yeah.
It's like a
yeah.
doctor bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know, if you can't wear it cross body, I'm out. So
I'm out for the price tag.
Oh well, I mean, I'll keep my eye on the real and see what happens. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Beck, do you want to tell people what the Real Real is, just in case they don't know? People are listening.
Ooh. Okay, so if you like fancy brands,
it's so fancy.
Yes, it's so fancy, but you don't have the budget for fancy things. The Real Real is a website that sells authenticated luxury brands. So, you know, you can't get like the really good stuff never really goes on sale, like the Cartier bracelets, you know, the Love bracelet, mm-hmm. some of the, but you know, if you like, say Rag & Bone, you can often find Rag & Bone pieces. You have to know your size because there's no trying on. Some things are returnable once they go on sale. They're mostly not. And so if you know you like better brand, you know, like sort of the Ted Baker, Rag & Bone, that kind of, I've seen Gucci stuff too. That's not crazy. So it's just a great website to investigate nicer brands at better prices, but it's all, you know, it's used, but that's okay for me because, you know, I love me some consignment. So anyway,
Eric's Beck's literally looking at us like, what is going on here? I love those looks, Eric. I'm in the studio. Eric's looks crack me up. He's like, what is going on here?
We just went off at a tangent.
Either he's taking notes. I think he's taking mental notes.
No, I'm just thinking the Real Real needs to sponsor this show.
There you go. Come on, the Real Real.
There you go.
Trust me.
Yeah, yes. Because we keep it real, real.
Keep it real, real.
There you go.
Keep it real, real. Right.
Yeah. Okay. So there's a couple that have sold and, you know, they're listed. $4,900 to $4,500, and they've sold on the Real Real for $3,500 or $4,000. So, you know, I mean,
it's a deal.
Yeah,
such a bargain.
Margo bag still.
Yeah, I just I'm checking. As long as I'm bringing it up, I thought I would check and see. You know,
see, this is like on the spot news. Beck is telling us what's going on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
This is Kermit the Frog.
Right, there you go.
Yep. Speaking of keeping it real, hey P, what are we talking about today?
Well, as tomorrow, I believe, is the first day of spring, the 19th of March, 2024, I figured we would talk about all things prepping for spring. So beyond, you know, kind of switching out your wardrobe, some tips and tricks for getting ready for this next season. So maybe we should take a really quick break. And when we come back, we can come back fresh and talk about how to get ready.
Like a spring refresh, maybe?
Well, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
There you go.
All right. Well, or at least a spring break. So keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce team. We'll be right back.
Do you feel like you're stuck in a style rut? If so, take the first step on your journey and go to MichaelBruceImageConsulting.com. Fill out their simple personal style assessment and schedule a complimentary, no-obligation, 20-minute style consultation. Let the experts help you gain some perspective on your style challenges.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, welcome back to Wisdom from the Wardrobe. You just missed us calling Bruce a diva, and it was worth bringing up for our listeners because, you know, we're talking about what you need to do to get ready for spring, and apparently Bruce's number one priority is getting his white sneaks white again.
Absolutely. The best cleaner in the world. It works great. I think I've sent it to several of you guys. It's fabulous. It wasn't expensive. My sneakers.
What is it?
So it is called Shoe MGK. Respect your shoes. It comes in a blue box. Comes with the cleaning product. I feel like
And why is that box not unearthed yet? That box needs to be unpackaged.
Wait, but is it for leather sneakers or fabric sneakers?
It's a cleaner and conditioner. for all shoes.
All shoes.
So it comes with the cleaning conditioner and it comes with a buffing brush too. I haven't used it yet because it's not quite spring and I don't need to do my shoes yet. That's my excuse.
So you moisten the brush, you moisten the brush a little, you know, with some water, and then you put the solution on your soles, your sneakers. You just rub it. It soaps up.
Oh, so it's just, for the, like, the rubber bits.
No, it's the, for the, like, whole thing. It's for the whole thing. And then you just take a cloth and wipe it off, and it's amazing.
Why is that better than a Mr. Clean Magic Eraser?
Because look at how clean my sneakers are.
Or rubbing
doing yoga in the studio to show us his feet. Yes. Thank
you. Not something
we're very lucky. See. Listeners, thank you. We're saving you from that.
Or rubbing alcohol.
So rubbing alcohol. So here's the deal with rubbing alcohol. I would tell you this. I have done rubbing alcohol before, but it will take away leather. It'll rip. It'll just burn it. So you have to be really careful with rubbing alcohol.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So like the back of every box of everything, it says do a test spot somewhere first.
Yeah.
So,
but I'm telling you this stuff, and I've done rubbing alcohol for years, and finally I found this stuff, and I'm like, it's amazing. So
yeah. So just to reiterate, that's called MGK,
like Machine Gun Kelly.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's MGK. Yeah, that's MGK. What it is. It's, and it says respect your shoes.
It's awesome. And it's not expensive. It's not expensive at all.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's the great first tip for talking about spring. So the reason this topic came about was we were at the mall this weekend with clients, and funny enough, three of the team were all in one area, and we were sat chatting about various different things. Bex got her tips for spring.
Here's my first tip for spring is that clearly stripes are in, because three of the four of us are all wearing stripes.
Right, baby.
Today, so.
Or we all want to go to France.
I'm wearing a nice spring check.
Yeah. There's a little bit of that, Bruce. Yes, let's be honest. I'm channeling Madonna in the Papa Don't Preach video today. So that's my jam. But.
Oh dear. Well, it wasn't planned, the stripes. But anyway, so we foot.
Oh, I think we may have just lost
kind of past, you know, we've talked about before editing out your closet and changing things over, but we thought it'd be nice to give you some little tips on things you can do to get ready. If you're somebody that doesn't want to tackle the entire wardrobe, but you feel like there's a few things you want to do, you know, we're going to talk about that. So the first one I wanted to talk about was having a look through the color palette of your closet. And maybe if you're not into moving everything around, maybe take some of those darker colors like burgundies. Even though we know burgundy is a hot trend for this spring, if you feel like it's going to be challenging to wear, move it out of the way.
The fabrication is heavy, like a burgundy wool you're not going to wear in the spring.
No, exactly. And the forest greens, you know, so if it's a heavy fabrication, just kind of put it to one side so that it's not muddling what you see in front of you getting ready for the spring, summer.
Hey, this is a total sidebar, but I just have to say, given that yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, it turns out I hardly have any green clothes.
I have none.
It's really interesting because I was like, oh, what can I wear today? And I was like, I got nothing. We turned out I have a pair of pants that were kind of tucked in behind some other pants, but I was just shocked at how little green I have in my wardrobe.
So that's two colors you don't have, green and blue.
Yeah. No, I have a ton of blue now. I'm all into blue.
Okay, all right. I'm impressed.
Like, this is my year of navy. I'm totally having a navy moment. So
we said light blue.
Perfect. Well, not light blue. But.
All right, back on track, people.
Okay, sorry.
So Bruce has given his tip that getting your shoes, your white shoes ready with some kind of cleaning product so that they feel fresh. So even, you know, sometimes Bruce is a little bit bougie and he likes to go out and buy a new pair of
I'll be buying a new pair anyway.
Stop talking. A new pair of shoes for the season. You can just take out the ones that you have from the previous year and refresh them. And if you can find a great product that works for that, then you'll feel like you've got a new pair of shoes, even though you haven't. Because some of us are into sustainability and not wanting to just purchase just for the sake of purchasing. Just, you know, that's my rope there.
Yep. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So then the second point was thinking about
what do you think, you're Usher? Do you remember that when he wore a new pair every day?
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I give up. Stacey, take over.
I am with you. Not everybody is Usher. Definitely Bruce is not Usher. We're into sustainability. And frankly, nobody has time for that. And a lot of us don't have money for that.
So, yeah.
Now, good Bruce, point. I'm going to spin this. I get it. You are representing what it is that you do. And so you are leading the charge on this. So 100% what you're doing, it makes sense. For the rest of us, thinking about what we're going to do for spring, like my big thing is going through and I've just been pulling stuff out that I'm like, never wore that. It's never going to be that cold again. Forget that. Forget that. And I've been pulling stuff out. But there is a less haphazard way that you can do this, which Pamela was trying to lead us toward. However, the cats were let
out of the bag.
With that, Pamela.
Thank you, Stacey. Appreciate that. So we talked about color. So removing any of the colors that are dark in heavy fabrics and just kind of putting them to one side. You don't have to move them into another room or another closet, but maybe just take them and put them at the end of what's kind of, you know, at the back end of the closet. Remember to move them back out when we get into the next season. But another thing to think about is kind of just go through and switch out some of your accessories. So, you know, not everybody has more than one handbag or purse, as you guys like to call it. And we get that. But for some people, they do have, you know, the heavier, darker colors that they wear fall, winter. And they maybe have one or two that are lighter for the spring, summer. So now is a great time to bring out those lighter color bags, give them a wipe down or a dust out, transfer your stuff over so that you're ready for spring. And just doing that quick switch out of a purse can actually help you feel like, oh, I've just had a little bit of a refresh in my closet. It is something so simple, you know, just your handbag. For Beck, it would be switching out maybe her scarves from a heavier fabric to her lighter fabrics. And, you know, just having a rotation without having feeling like Stacey's pulling out her entire closet. And that's great. She wants to do that. But if anybody feels that that's daunting, these little things are easy to do. Same goes with shoes. You know, maybe put away some of the heavier soled and the black and the dark shoes, kind of tuck them away and maybe look for some of those lighter colors that you might have and bring those to the forefront.
Yeah, so we had a client on Saturday and thinking about this is because she needs to get a professional wardrobe for the season. And I think her first thought was like, oh, I need black shoes. And it was interesting to show her how lighter shoes, neutral colors and things like that, actually, even though she was going to wear some black and some other colors, actually worked better for her. So I think that's a big thing for people. It's like, okay, again, if you don't have one, you have to purchase one, but think about something to think about, maybe not doing such a dark, heavy shoe for the season.
Lighter, brighter, makes you feel good. All right. So then let's switch up. We'll just go back to kind of accessories. I wanted to talk about makeup real quick, but Beck, did you want to jump in
with
sunscreen?
Well, yeah, I do, because here's a big thing for me is that, you know, you don't think about it necessarily because, oh, I'm not at the beach or whatever. But, you know, as it starts to get brighter and lighter outside, you're still getting all kinds of UV exposure on your face. And so this is kind of a good time to revisit like the products that you're using. Mm-hmm. For me, I decided that I actually wanted a slightly stronger sunscreen in my lotion, but I also don't want to pay $50 for it. So, you know, it's also about looking at unexpected places. I ended up with something I really like at PCC, which I don't necessarily think of. For those who don't know, it's a local sort of natural food small chain in the Seattle area. And they are super knowledgeable. The one in Issaquah in particular has a rather large section, and the women that work there really know their stuff. So when I said, this is what I'm looking for, she said, this is the one for you. So it was really nice. And I quite like it. You know, I think it was $20 instead of, you know, you see sometimes that Elta MD, which I've also had great, you know, people have said great things about, but you know, it's $35, $40 for a little bottle and that's just too rich for my blood. So I'd been using a different brand that got purchased and it's much more commercial. And I'll just be honest, quite frankly, I don't necessarily trust some of the bigger companies and what they're putting in stuff. And I'm really trying to minimize chemicals in my world at the moment. So it's just a good reminder, A, to wear sunscreen. And I will remind everyone, treat your neck like your face. Don't forget your ears, because baseball caps don't cover ears, and the back of your hands, because you'd be surprised how much sun exposure the back of your hands get. So that's my little PSA for before the makeup, for the clothing, before everything else. And the brand I would like, just let everyone know, it's called Coco Kind, COCOKIND.
Okay.
And I'll go check that out. But I have a couple of other things to add to that, which maybe people don't think about. I'm not sure how it works with the more natural products or that have less in them, but certainly the ones that you buy, you know, at Target or wherever, they do have a lifespan on them. So if you had sunscreen sitting in your cupboard for a year open, you have to throw it away because they break down. I mean, I'm sure they last longer than the time on the back. You'll usually find a little icon that's like a little tub and it says, it'll say 12 months or 12M or 24M. Check that out and try and remember when you actually bought that sunscreen. And if it's been more than a year, it's time to refresh it. And that'd be a great time to go check out some other brands. And if you're used to using the same one over and over again, maybe, you know, indulge, spend a little time on yourself and go and find a new one that's maybe not been in your, you know, on your mind before this. It's a great time to try out new products. Now, in the same vein, I wanted to talk about makeup because we've talked about this in the past where, you know, changing of the season is a great time to change up your makeup. And so for this time of the year, you know, if you're somebody that wears foundation and you're going to get a bit of color, you're going to want to change your foundation color. You're going to want to brighten up your makeup a little bit for the spring season. But one thing to think about is how long have you had that makeup that you're using? So for mascara, you know, really after 3 months of using mascara, you should probably chuck it away because you keep, you know, you're in your eye, in the bottle, on your eye, in the bottle. So maybe, you know, if you're, you know, I know sometimes that's hard to do if you're spending a lot of money on products, but, you know, mascara and lipsticks are two of those things that I think need to be changed out on a regular basis.
Yeah. And let's talk about a bacterial infection in your eyeball.
Like, well, exactly.
What's more important, a new tube of mascara or that?
Yeah. So it's a great time to do it. And also, if you're somebody that uses maybe black year round, maybe think about doing a brown mascara for the, you know, the brighter season just to change things up. But, and also the same goes with lipsticks. More, not so much lipsticks, because you can clean those by, you know, if you have a normal tube, tub of lipstick, tube, whatever you want to call it, you know, taking some rubbing alcohol on a tissue and wiping, you know, the actual layer of lipstick off and cleaning it that way, you get a bit more longevity. But if you're somebody that's using, you know, putting your finger in a pot of something, you know, firstly, wash your hands before you do that, but you might want to consider changing that out. And also the you know, the tubes of lip gloss where you have the applicator that goes in. Again, bacteria on that. This is a really gross subject for today, and I apologize. But I was just sitting here thinking, yeah,
that's a lot of bacteria and a lot of eye funkiness going on here. So good night.
Well, but when you think about it, it's on your mouth, you're breathing on it. You might have had a cold and you're in and out. So, you know, spring's a good time to think about changing up the color of some of this makeup, but also thinking about, okay, do I need to now get a fresh pot of my favorite because I've been using it all winter long. Mm-hmm. And so just that's my PSA. So okay. There you go. Who else has a tip to add?
Well, first of all,
if you're going to be exposing your toes, you know.
Yes, we'll get back to that. Stacey, what were you going to say?
Well, I was just going to say thank you for that because as somebody that doesn't wear a ton of makeup, I'm like, you know, wait, so you're saying that my high school blusher is not good?
Well, you know what? You can keep using your high school blusher. Just wash your brushes.
But, you know, but it's a good point. And I 100% agree with changing the colors and like of my lipstick. And, you know, I'll save the lipstick from the season, but I don't wear it anymore. I lighten it up and I have it for comparison. And then if I miss that color, then I buy a new tube for the next year if like it's a lip gloss especially. But my big thing is like, I know the toes and all that stuff, but I mean, I just, all the stuff that I go to put my hands on and we talk about having a wardrobe that, you know, is deep. And there's just things that I notice I go to get dressed and I'm like, I haven't worn it like all season. And so I'm just pulling stuff out and I'm bringing it to Goodwill or to other places that, you know, depending on where it's meant to go, because for someone else who, I don't know, runs colder, they might still want to use that sweater and get some wear at it for the rest of the season. But for me, I'm like, it's out of here. So it's a little haphazard, but while there's still a little time left in the colder weather and whatever, I'm like, let's get rid of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Another tip. So Bruce alluded to it there. We're going to be breaking out our sandals very, very soon. So it's time to think about foot care and pedicures. So Bruce is very much of the proponent. If you have your toes on show, you should have a pedicure. That does not mean that you have to have nail color on it, but just keeping them tidy is a great thing.
Even for guys. I think even for guys. Mm-hmm, you know, I think it's a good thing for women and men. Just your feet have been in boots and covered
socks
shoes
and
socks all season long, all winter. And for some of us, it's longer. Because we live in a PNW, it's like if they're going to be exposed, they got to look good.
Mm-hmm. I have a question.
Speaking pee. wait to get his toes done. So now he's like totally into it.
Oh, yeah.
Color. He's like, I don't hate this. And he sits and watches.
Feels good. I mean,
yeah. And he'll sit and watch Restaurant Nightmares up on the wall. And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's a nice, time, a nice little bit of downtime, just a little bit of pampering for yourself, where you don't have to worry about anybody else or think about anything else other than just be in that moment. Question for you. I was asked this question at the weekend when working with somebody, and we had given a pair of peep toe sandals. Now, I don't mean peep toe stilettos. These were kind of funky woven fabric over them. And the question was, but am I supposed to wear these to work? Can I wear them to work was the question. What do we all think? Nobody going to answer?
No. So,
I need more. I need to know more.
Like, where does person work exactly?
Okay. So let's preface it this way, because we've got like, what, a minute?
Yeah.
The old adage of you cannot have your toes on show for work is more of the question, right? And I think we've moved on a little bit from that. But that leads into, if you are wanting to wear an open toe shoe for the workplace, whatever that looks like, again, make sure that the shoe is in line with what you're wearing. And we hate this word appropriate, but it fits in with your work environment. So if we're talking a peep toe with big platforms and a six inch heel, and you work in, I don't know, a bank, it's probably not right.
Yeah.
Right.
But if it's more of a sandal with, you know, not the I think people think when peep toe, that tiny little hole where one toe sticks out, but more of a, you know, wider bridge, I think that's fine. It looks more like a sandal as opposed to a peep toe.
Right. It does.
Anyway. But yeah,
it's partly the heel shape too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway,
it was just a simple block heeled sandal. I think it was from Eileen Fisher, had a peep toe. It was actually a super cute shoe.
Look, when it comes to style, there's always more to the question, which is the whole point of this show. Context and circumstance and the whole thing, which is why we have this show. So if you have a question about you specifically being able to wear a peep toe for work, guess what you can do? You can go to our website, www.michaelbruceconsulting.com, or you can follow us on Instagram at michaelbruceic. Check us out, seek us out, let us help you. Let us help you.
Thanks, Dr. Stacy.
Thanks, Dr. Stacy, with the www. All right, guys. Well, that's a wrap. Indeed. Thanks. Great show. See you next week.
All right. See you next week.
Stylish.
Bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.